So let's go to the curse line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. My name is Blaze. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Good. Good to have you with us.
Good. I was actually inadvertently cursed. It was kind of by accident.
What happened?
A friend of mine ran a metaphysical shop here in the area, and she had come to odds with a lady. Well, this particular lady had actually cursed a vial of water and slipped it into her purse. Well, she saw it and recognized what it was, knew that this other lady had had it, and asked me to get it out for her. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Whatever she's put on it probably won't affect me. It's probably intended for you. So I grabbed it. Well, sure enough, it did affect me, and it was rather odd. It felt almost like having a leech on your body.
Oh, yuck.
And it went straight. It was weird because I picked up with my right arm, and it zipped straight over to my left shoulder, and it kind of encompassed my left shoulder. And I said, this is odd. I'm feeling something right here. And after so long, I started having trouble with my shoulder, and it started really just sapping my energy. So it literally looked like I had a leech on me. And after a couple trips to see a few friends in Sedona, it's been removed by now. But that was one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me in that front.
What was the vial of water for?
Well, I'm sure like in if you've seen like in What the Bleep, water holds energy very, very well. And it was simply just a transport mechanism for this lady's curse.
Okay. Let's go to our first-time caller line. Your turn. Hi there.
Hi. My name is Michael. I'm from the Chicago area.
Hi, Michael.
Regarding curses, I have an acquaintance, and he believes he had cursed his father's former boss, which seemed to result in a car crash that horribly disfigured the man's daughter.
Oh, my God. Did he feel bad about that?
No. He's a very strange person who proclaims himself to be evil. He's one of those odd who is
so,
all
in. So he enjoyed that, didn't he?
He claims to have, but the thing is poetic justice kind of...
It comes back, doesn't it?
He cannot go out into the sunlight without breaking in a horrible rash. He can eat very little foods. He cannot touch metal. He has some kind of strange allergic condition that the doctors don't know what it is. So he can only go out at night.
Is he miserable?
Yes, but he seems to regret the... curse, if you will, only because of its consequences. He is an interesting person that I could go on and on about for a while, but...
Well, tell me a few more stories. This guy sounds kind of fascinating.
Well, he's an individual who believes that, I guess you could say he has the opinion, like I guess I do, that there is a necessary amount of evil that needs to exist in the world, and he views himself as a tool of what you could call lawful evil, and thus... to have things pass in a way they should.
Why does it need to exist? And you believe it too. Why?
I think evil, well, my own viewpoint is that evil is, I guess you could say, a perception, if you will. I believe it exists and it doesn't, kind of like time, like how physics says that time and space don't truly exist, but we perceive them.
You think it's for balance? You got evil, you got good?
You have good and evil, and then you have balance. There are three universal principles of good, evil, and balance, kind of like yin and yang.
Sure.
Talked a lot about it, actually. He was a good source for that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So he believes that, essentially, that he is basically following the will of the universe in terms of spreading evil in his own way. He has a fear of consequence, though. That's why he hasn't gone out and done anything really actively evil, if you will. But he's a strange person, and I've never met anyone who actually said they've cursed someone and actually had what appeared to be a backlash.
Do people like him?
People talk to him because he's interesting. It's like how people talk to serial killers because they're interesting.
Well, I don't think everybody talks to serial killers.
No, I talk to him as little as possible. He has some interesting ideas, but he's not exactly the kind of person that...
Why hasn't he turned on you yet?
I don't really see him in person. I will speak with him through a mutual acquaintance mainly.
You mean you have an intermediary here?
Yes, I have another acquaintance who frequently calls me with this person.
You don't want to talk to him. You don't want to see him, do you?
Not especially. As my own spiritual beliefs, I wouldn't really want to siphon anything off of him.
So if you have a question, you call the intermediary and say, hey, ask him this for me?
More they call me.
Or they call you.
Yes.